You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I have got 2 week spoilers for you. These run from Monday, March 25th, all the way through Friday, April 5th. Yes, going into April. It is crazy how fast everything is moving right now. We've got good stuff for Lily and her Romolotti she's dealing with, Phyllis and the Romolotti she's dealing with. We've got Audra, Tucker, Claire, Jordan, Adam, so much to unpack for you. If you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. Now let's jump right into this, because on Monday, you are going to see Claire telling her mom and grandma about her dream, her, you know, standalone episode dream. They're going to have a little bonding moment. Meanwhile, Victor is very upset that Nikki called 911 to save Jordan. And we do get confirmation on Monday's episode that Jordan is indeed alive. Not only do we hear them discussing it, but by the end of the episode, you're going to see Jordan in a hospital bed rattling her handcuffs in annoyance. Lily makes some accusations about Heather, who insists she really didn't mean to fall underneath her naked boyfriend. Lily threatens firing them both. Good for her. Devon, at the same time, tells Daniel that he's thinking of firing both of them, but he's going to talk to Lily about it first. Danny and Christine do the deed. They are undressed. They are naked. They are doing things I do not need to see either of them doing. I'll just say this. They released a little clip and it was just did not do anything for me. But it did something for Phyllis, because she is literally standing at their hotel room door, not just with her ear pressed to the door, but like with her whole body pressed to the door like some kind of creepy pervert. And I guess at whatever point she hears that things are about to start getting really wild in the sack, and she pulls the fire alarm. So that's going to put a little damper on their lovemaking, which I'm okay with. Phyllis, thank you for pulling that fire alarm, because I did not need to see all of that. Tuesday, March 26th, Danny and Christine are back to romance. So I don't know if the fire alarm is going to pull on Monday or Tuesday because of this spoiler, but either way, they're not going to get too far into what they want to get into before Phyllis throws some cold water on it. Maybe literally, if that room has sprinklers. Audra Charles makes a decision that stuns, and Jack and Tracy have some very real concerns about what is going on between Ashley Abbott's ears. As well, they should, because nothing good's happening there. Wednesday, March 27th, Adam and Chelsea disagree with the plan to help Connor. They're trying to figure out the best approach to his OCD. Each of them are battling their own demons. They're both mental health issues, have, you know, put them each in different context for this. So it is troublesome. And actually, Billy Abbott is kind of being a good mediator. So good for Billy. This is maybe the most I've liked him in the past many years. I will say that. Much an improvement over gum-chewing psycho murderous Billy. Heather and Daniel worry about the future. Well, okay, kids, maybe y'all should have worried about that before you bumped uglies while your boss was out of town when, you know, your ex is dating her. I just don't feel bad for them. Anyway, Lily is back in the boss seat at Chancellor Winters, and she's ready to make big moves and decisions. There's the unmergering that has been brought up again, which is funny. Devon is against it after he actually tried to sue to make it happen. So more business stuff that I don't particularly enjoy. Thursday, March 28th, we've got Nikki opening up to Jack Abbott. No doubt she's going to tell him that she had the chance to let Jordan die, only she didn't. She called 911. I'm sure she's going to tell him she's still angsty and still wants vodka, and that Victor's very upset with her. And of course, you know, his disapproval he can't keep doing that to her, because I think his the mustache's disapproval is something that could actually lead her to drink. And I think he's butthurt about it, because he'd figured out how to deal with Jordan. And then, you know, that played into their hands, and then Nikki sacrificed it. But he's not going to stay mad at his little sweetheart, right? Kyle and Diane are bickering at the mansion. It's all about work. Speaking of butthurt, that's Kyle, entitled brat boy Kyle, nepo baby Kyle, is upset that mommy has the job that he wants, and he's going to pout about it. And I think she's going to spank him, not physically, although I think he could use it, but verbally gives him a little spanking, a little smackdown, and good for her. Sally is there for Adam when he needs some moral support on Thursday. Friday the 29th, there's somebody new, maybe in Genoa City, because spoilers say Claire Newman Howard catches the eye of someone new. Who's new in town? I don't know. Nick Newman has some advice for Adam. I'm guessing it is brotherly advice about parenting their children. And Victor tries to distract Nikki, who is still eaten up with her urge to drink and guilt about how everything went down with the Jordan situation. Let's talk about the 2 weeks of April, the second week of April, 1st through 5th now. Jordan Howard should be packed off somewhere very secure this week or next. I'm guessing they're going to take jailbreaking, murderous pyromaniacs pretty seriously and hold them somewhere tougher, maybe an asbestos prison cell, so she can't set anything on fire. Claire and this someone new, is she about to get a romance, or, you know, is this someone new, perhaps someone from her and Jordan's past? I mean, there are not a lot of prospects in town for her to date. I mean, Kyle Abbott's kind of about it, and people don't seem to really like the idea of that. They could go there. We'll see. Nikki's struggle may be far from over, even though Jordan has been effectively eliminated as a threat, because when your sobriety goes to pieces like that, it's not a switch you can just flip back off. Adam continues dealing with his Connor issue, although I would prefer more romantic time for him and Sally than them getting these little drive-by chats at the GCAC, giving a kiss, running off. Heather and Daniel consider whether they can stay in Genoa City. Their jobs may be at risk, although honestly, I expect Lily to take the high road, at least initially, and whether she can stay on that path or not remains to be seen. But if they unmerger Chancellor Winters, maybe she can unload them on the other half of the business. Danny and Christine are packing to leave town, and none too soon, because Phyllis has lost her ever-loving, stalking, eavesdropping, immature, overreacting, middle-aged, teenaged mind. They need to run. Run like you're in witness protection. I'll just say that. And of course, one last thing, be sure to keep an eye on Claire. After the things Jordan said, I'm not entirely sure about this girl. I'll just say that. Let me know what you guys think. Those are all of the 2 week spoilers for YNR. Please drop your comment. Definitely subscribe if you haven't already, and be sure to come back here, because we are talking Young and the Restless 7 days a week on your top number one most followed soap opera channel on YouTube. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.